Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Florence! Florence! Will you shut that thing off?
Usually you're yelling for me to turn it on.
Yeah, well, now I want you to shut it off and put it away. Mr. Miller's coming over.
Well, who's Mr. Miller?
He works for Mr. Whittendale. He's coming here to talk business, and I can't have you working while he's here.
I wish he'd drop by more often.
You know something? You sure work for a smart boss.
I know. Miss Jefferson's got a lot on the ball.
I'm talking about me. Do you know that I doubled my business in the last year? Ain't that great news?
Do I get a raise?
No.
Then so far, it ain't great news.
It is to me, and I got even some more great news. You know Dave's Discount Records downstairs next to my store? Well, it's going out of business, and Whittendale is throwing him out on his ear. Ah.
You call that great news?
Sure, you would too if you had to dry clean the disco all day.
Well, what's wrong with that? I love working the music.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have put a radio on your mop.
How come Mr. Whittendale is giving Dave's place to you?
Simple. I told Whittendale if I didn't get a bigger place, I'd move my store out of this building.
Did you mean it?
Of course not.
Then you lied.
I didn't lie. In business, it's called bluffing.
Gee, then I guess I really am working for a smart boss.
You really think so?
No, I was just bluffing.
Hey, Mr. Miller, come on in.
Thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
You know, it sure was nice of Mr. Whittendale to give me a bigger place. That man's got a heart of gold.
Well, you must admit, he certainly can afford it.
Oh, right.
You know, Mr. Jefferson, Mr. Whittendale considers you an excellent tenant.
See, that's what I like about him. He's a good judge of character.
That's why he really went out of his way to find you larger quarters.
Oh, yeah. Larger quarters brings in larger dollars. So when do I move into Dave's Discount Records?
Oh, you don't?
Say what?
Mr. Whittendale has already promised to rent that to a friend of the family who wants to open a flower shop.
Yeah, but I...
However, the premises on the other side of your store will be available soon.
Charlie's Bar? It's smaller than the store I got.
But it won't be when you tear down the wall in between. You see, Charlie's lease has expired, and Mr. Whittendale has arranged to turn it over to you. What do you say?
Well, I ain't sure.
You seemed pretty sure when you asked Mr. Whittendale for more room.
Yeah, I know, but what happens to Charlie?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about Charlie, Mr. Jefferson. Wherever he opens a new bar, he'll be all right.
How can you be sure?
This is America. There are drunks all over the place.
Yeah, but I feel kind of funny. I mean, I like Charlie.
You like Mr. Whittendale, don't you?
Yeah, but...
After all the time and trouble he's taken to arrange this, you wouldn't want to disappoint him by backing out.
No, but...
Remember, Mr. Whittendale is your landlord and your banker.
Yeah.
Without his bank behind you, you might not have a business.
When do I move in?
It's all set. I have a couple of errands to run, and then I'll inform Charlie.
Great. Hey, look, I want you to do me a favor. Promise you won't tell Charlie that it's me taking over?
No, I understand.
Good.
All right. Oh, hi.
Oh, Louise, there. You remember Mr. Miller, don't you?
Of course.
Nice to see you again, Mrs. Jefferson.
Yes.
Your husband and I...
See you later, Miller.
What was Mr. Miller doing here?
Oh, we were talking business. Oh, which reminds me. I want you to sign these new cleaning contracts.
Oh, you know, George, in all the years I've been signing contracts, I've never bothered to read them.
But you don't have to read them.
Well, I am a partner in the business.
I know that. You're supposed to learn to trust your partner. I'm not going to try to hide anything from you.
Okay. But what is it I'm signing?
Those are contracts for 3 new accounts that just landed today.
3 new accounts? George, that's great news.
Right, and I got even greater news. Whittendale is giving me a bigger store right in this building.
Really? Where?
Charlie's Bar.
Charlie's Bar? Why?
Because they're not going to renew his lease.
You mean they're throwing him out?
Charlie's probably glad to get out. Have you seen a riff-raff that hangs around this place?
George, you drink at Charlie's.
I know, but I just go there to add some class to the joint.
Maybe we'd better go down and tell Charlie what's happening.
Why?
Well, I'm a partner in the business, and I'd feel better knowing that Charlie knows we were honest with him.
But I just don't want you to go on down there.
Why not?
Because I want you to read the contract.
But you said I didn't have to read them.
I want my partner to know everything she's signing.
Well, what about Charlie?
I'll talk to Charlie.
Why don't we both do?
No, oh, see, that's the good thing about being partners. While one is doing one thing, the other one can be doing something else.
Oh, good. I feel better knowing everything's okay down there.
Yeah, me too, Weez, me too. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Mr. Jefferson. Will it be the usual?
Well, how about making it a double usual?
Coming right up, sir.
Oh, you know, on second thought, you know that brandy that you gave me on New Year's Eve? I think it was up on the top shelf. I'd like some of that.
Oh, sure. Never too much trouble for a pal. Yeah, here it is. The good stuff.
Oh, hey, why don't you climb back up there and give me one of those special glasses?
Sure, one of those special little glasses. Coming right up.
Hey, Mr. Jefferson, what are you doing?
Huh? Oh, I was just giving myself a sobriety test. Maybe I better not have one of those drinks.
Sure. Well, whatever you say, Mr. Jefferson.
So, how's business?
Oh, great. Getting better every day.
Yeah, well, you can't depend on that, Charlie. I've known businesses that seemed solid and weren't really solid. Yeah, before you know it, the walls cave right on in.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to worry about that. One thing I know, I'll always have a roof over my head.
Right. Built-in sprinkler system. Yeah.
Gee, you know, these old walls hold a lot of memories for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now, right off the top of your head, about how many square feet of memories do you think these walls hold?
Huh?
Well, you know, there are a lot of places that could hold more memories.
Oh, yeah? Like where?
Well, like, say, you had a place in Rockefeller Center.
Nah, too busy. I'd go nuts.
Okay. How about on top of the World Trade Center?
Mm-mm. I'm afraid of heights.
I got it. Tahiti. I can see it now. Charlie's Tropical Paradise.
Tropical paradise?
Sure, right there on the beach. The breeze, the ocean. And you can serve those fancy drinks with the little umbrellas in them.
Yeah. I can see those beautiful native girls with their grass skirts and them skimpy little bikinis.
Yeah, right. And that's their winter clothes. So you can't tell me you wouldn't be happier there.
Well, of course I'd be happier there.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah, but let's be realistic. I'll never get out of here.
Don't be too sure. Miracle's gonna happen. Hey, later.
All right. Hello, Charlie's Bar. Hey, Mr. Miller.
Uh-huh. Hey, Weez.
Hi, George.
Did you sign those contracts yet?
No, not yet. I'm still reading them. What did Charlie say?
Oh, he said, there are 2 or 3 places he'd rather be.
So he has a new location in mind?
Oh, yeah, he's talking about opening up a bar and serving those fancy drinks, you know, with the little umbrellas in them.
Oh, good. It sounds like Charlie would be a lot happier there.
Believe it or not, those were his exact words.
Hello, Mr. Jefferson, sir. You left your notebook downstairs in the bar.
Oh, thanks, Ralph.
I bet there's a lot of important things in this book.
Oh, right, Ralph.
Addresses, phone numbers, appointments, tax receipts. Losing this could have cost you a lot of money.
I think it already has. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you very much, sir. You didn't have to.
Oh, well, in that
case... But since you went to all the trouble... Say, have you heard the news about Charlie? He's moving.
Yeah, I know.
I hear he's really happy about it.
Happy? No, ma'am. He's crushed.
See you later, Ralph.
Why? I understand he's got a wonderful new place.
It must be new. He didn't have it 5 minutes ago.
Bye, Ralph.
Oh, wait a minute, Ralph. Are you sure about that?
Yes, ma'am. That's why Charlie was so upset. Mr. Miller just up and gave his lease to somebody else.
You don't say. Does Charlie know who this somebody else is?
No, but I'm sure it must be somebody pretty big.
Or someone pretty small.
We'll see you later, Ralph.
You lied to me, George. You said Charlie was happy about moving out.
I said happy, not thrilled.
George, Charlie's your friend. How can you throw him out in the cold?
Come on, Wheezy. It ain't cold in Tahiti.
I can't believe you're the same man I married 30 years ago.
I'm not. I'm much richer. And I don't let friendship influence my business. Huh. Hey, Lionel, what brings you here today?
Oh, America's national pastime.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me you're fighting with your wife, too.
Oh, no. Pop baseball, see? We started a team at work. And I need my old mitt for the game this afternoon.
Hi, Lionel.
Hi, Mom.
Look, forget about the mitt. I need your opinion.
Okay, but can you hurry up, Pop? I gotta get to the game.
Sure.
George, leave Lionel out of this. This is a personal matter between you and me.
So, if it wasn't for a personal matter between you and me, there wouldn't be no Lionel.
Well, go ahead and talk to him, but you're wasting your time. He's his mother's son.
He's his father's son.
He's his mother's
son. His father's son.
His mother.
It's times like this, I wish I was adopted. Okay, now what's going on?
Okay, Lana, look. We're having a business disagreement. I want your opinion.
I want your opinion, too. That way, we'll find out who's right and why your father is wrong.
Hey, Weez, that ain't fair.
Maybe I could just borrow a minute.
No, no, wait, no.
This is important. George, would you be willing to let Lionel settle this thing one way or the other?
Sure, like I said, he's his father's son.
Oh, don't start that again.
All right, don't tell him who thinks what. Just let the issue speak for itself.
Okay.
Now, Lionel, I want you to know, whatever you decide is fine. You may not agree with me, but I'll understand. My heart will break in 1,000 pieces. But I'll understand. After all, I'm only your mother.
Okay, Weez, you want to play dirty, huh? Come here, Lionel. If you agree with me, I will match your weekly salary.
You actually expect to bribe your own son with cash?
Okay, I'll throw in a Volkswagen.
Please. Please, just give me the facts.
Okay, Lionel, these are the facts, pure and simple. Okay, there's this hard-working businessman who's just trying to make an honest living.
Honest? That's a laugh.
You let me finish. You cut me off right in the middle of my story.
Please, George, Lionel is a little old for fairy tales.
This ain't no fairy tale. It's business.
Well, if you call it business, I'm sorry I ever got involved with Jefferson Cleaners.
Ha! You ain't half as sorry as I am. I should have my head in.
Save yourself the trouble. I can tell you what they'll find. Nothing.
That's right, because I know what I'm doing.
I know what you're doing too, George. And I think it's completely unethical.
Look, ethics ain't got nothing to do with this. This is business.
You call it business, I call it the shack.
I don't care what you call it. I call it making money, and that's the bottom line. Money. Ain't that right, Lionel? Lie! Hey, see what you done? You drove your own son out of the house.
I drove him out.
That's right, because you knew he was about to agree with me.
Oh, really, George? Do you honestly believe Lionel will go along with you throwing Charlie out of business?
I'm not throwing no Charlie out of no business. Look, I'm doing the whole neighborhood a favor. What does the neighborhood need most? Booze or clean clothes?
George.
Okay, how many people have you heard having a wreck driving home from a cleaner's?
The point is, Charlie's a friend.
Charlie ain't no friend, he's a bartender.
Well, if Charlie's not a friend, why are you afraid to tell him that you're the one who's throwing him out?
I ain't afraid to tell him nothing.
Well, then tell him.
Okay, I will. Huh. Charlie ain't nobody.
What are you doing?
I'm writing Charlie a letter.
George, I want you to go down there, look Charlie in the eye, and tell him exactly what you're doing.
Okay, I will. If you promise to let me handle all of my business decisions from now on.
Okay.
Good. While I'm gone, you can sign this contract.
Okay, I'll do it as soon as we get back.
We?
That's right. You already lied about telling Charlie once. How can I be sure you won't do it again?
You can't. See, that's what's great about our marriage. There's still some mystery in it. Look, Weezy, maybe we should come back later. Charlie's busy.
What are you talking about? The bar is empty.
That's what I'm talking about. He's busy wondering how to fill up the place. Okay.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson, have you, heard the news?
Yes, Charlie. That's why we're here. And George has something to say.
Charlie, I don't know exactly how to tell you this, but, give me a scotch on the rocks.
Sure, Mr. Jefferson. In fact, I think I'll join you.
Oh, come on, Charlie. You shouldn't feel bad. I mean, you're a great bartender. You're going to be a success wherever you go.
You think so, huh?
Sure. I mean, you got what it takes. Mm. Booze is in your blood.
Get to the point, George.
Weezy, you let the man finish his drink? There you go, Charlie.
Charlie.
Oh, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, Mr. Bentley.
Charlie, I don't know what to say.
How about something besides Charlie?
Hello, Mr. J, Mrs. J. Isn't it awful about the bar?
Come on, you see they want to be alone. Let's get out of here.
George, sit.
Well, I guess you were heard, huh?
Oh, yes, and I feel terrible, Charlie. Do you have any idea who's taking over?
Oh, nah. Probably one of them big corporations. Nameless, faceless.
Brainless.
Well, it's not a new story, Charlie. The small, independent shopkeeper squeezed into submission by the ruthless tentacles of capitalistic avarice.
Yeah, and not only that, they're going to throw me out of here.
You know, I once had an uncle who used to run a small petrol station in Essex until a big conglomerate drove him out. But in the end, Uncle Artemis had the last laugh.
See that, Weezy? What happened to your Uncle Bentley?
He shot himself. And the big conglomerate had to pay for the funeral.
Well, I want to thank you folks for coming down here and trying to cheer me up. But let's face it, I got a problem. It looks like I may be out of work for a while.
Come on, Charlie. Will you look on the bright side? I hear daytime TV is better than ever.
George, why don't you just say what you came here to say?
Okay. Look, Charlie, what happened to you was a cheap shot, right? And, speaking of cheap shots, I think I'll have another drink.
Oh, allow me, Charlie.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, Charlie, we came as soon as we found out.
Thank you, Mr. Willis.
Oh, Tom and I are really going to miss you, Charlie.
Thank you, Mrs. Willis.
Oh. Yeah, look, we're all going to miss you, but you come and visit us sometimes, right?
Sure.
Oh, I'll always remember our 20th wedding anniversary. We were going to Vermont for a second honeymoon.
Why? Did you ruin the first one?
But it was snowing so hard we couldn't cross Fifth Avenue.
So we wound up here at Charlie's.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, no, not at all. Thanks to Charlie, that night turned out to be one of the most romantic nights Helen and I ever spent.
You remember, don't you, Charlie?
No.
Well, first you brought us a bottle of our favorite champagne, remember?
Champagne, yes.
Oh, Louise, it was so romantic. We were sitting, right here. And then Charlie gave us a special treat.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Charlie, for old time's sake, what do you think?
Oh, no, Mr. Willis, I don't think so. Not in front of everybody.
Oh, Charlie, they're like family, please.
Well, for you, I guess so.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental thing as time goes by.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Play it again, Charlie. This place holds such memories. You know, it was at this very table that I fell in love with Kathleen and Susan and Wanda and my very favorite of all, Sam.
Sam?
Yes, short for Samantha. I'll never forget you, Charlie.
Oh, me neither, Mr. Bentley. I mean, I'll probably never have another customer who can order a Harvey Wallbanger in 7 different languages.
Oh, come on, look, what is everybody worried about? Look, Charlie, you're gonna open a new bar someplace and you'll make more money than you ever made here.
Money? It's not money. I'm gonna miss all of you. I mean, you're my friends. Hey, Mr. Jefferson, you and I have had some great times together, haven't we?
Some good times. I don't remember no great times.
Well, I can. You remember the time we were flipping for drinks and you were using that two-headed coin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy. I mean, I really fell for that one.
Yeah. You never even noticed it had George Washington on one side and Sammy Davis Jr. on the other. That wasn't no fun.
Well, how about the time that all those two guys were trying to stick me up and you snuck into John and called the police?
It wasn't no big deal. I had to go to the bathroom anyway.
Come on, Mr. Jefferson. You're just being modest. I mean, if you're not a friend, I don't know what to call you.
I do.
Ah, there you are, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, I was just talking to Charlie.
I see. Then you've told him.
Yep.
Told me. Told me what?
How great it is to have you in the store next to me.
Oh, well, all good things have to end.
No, they don't.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
What I mean is I want you to hustle your butt up to Whittendale and tell him that if Charlie leaves, Jefferson Cleaners goes too.
But I thought you were interested in...
All I'm interested in is keeping Charlie's bar exactly where it is.
Yes, but...
George Jefferson don't let nobody move in on his friends. But we'll go over and tell Whittendale. You butt my butt.
Hey, Mr. Jefferson, I mean, you mean to tell me that you really put your business on the line for me?
Hey, Charlie, what are friends for?
Put her there. Hey, everybody, come on, drinks on the house.
Hey, let's go.
Oh, George, you were wonderful. Oh. The way you stood up to Mr. Miller and Mr. Whittendale.
Yeah. Oh, Whittendale. What's he gonna say?
Oh, what can he say, George? Once he hears your side of the story, he'll understand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Once he hears my side of the story. Mm. Come on, we got to go up and talk to him.
We?
Sure. Remember I was telling you about partners before? Well, one is doing something, the other one is doing something else. So you could be talking to Whittendale.
Well, while I'm doing that, what will you be doing?
Sweating, sweetheart.